Good morning. We had a good walkthrough this morning, guys. We're really into it. It's a little different format than what they have been accustomed to up at Mankato, and even coming back last week. Everything's a little bit different with our format. We're treating it this week more like what we would do if we were preparing for a regular season game, just to introduce our guys to the way we would do things from a schedule standpoint. So it's a lot different for the young guys. Of course, the veterans, they're familiar with it, but it's a different routine than what they've been accustomed to over the last few weeks. Practice-wise, the only guys that won't be practicing at this point are Jerome Felton and Sharif. Everything went fine with the work that he had done. He should be back with us for sure by that opening ball game. Tyler Holmes sprained his ankle the other day, so we're going to hold him out of practice. Jerris, we're going to give him one more day as well and hope to have him back tomorrow. Other than that, everybody else should be working. So looking forward to getting into a game mode, a regular season game mode at practice.
We're just talking to Greg Jennings, Leslie. What have you seen from Greg? Obviously, he wants to speed up his progression and all that. What have you seen from him?
He's providing us, Mike, with great leadership in the classroom as well as on the field. His work ethic is just like we thought it would be, has been outstanding. His production will be there. We're sure of that. He's been everything we had hoped for, and looking forward to watching him play and perform for us. He's been terrific.
When you look back at the Buffalo game and looked at your first unit defense, what stood out to you about the way they went for that quarter plus?
I was really pleased, Dan, with their production overall. I mean, they, you know, some of the things that Buffalo was doing and some of the things that we're going to see during the season, and for them to get the number three and outs they had, I think they had like our defense had like five series and maybe three and outs in those five series, you know, one field goal. I thought they did a good job, and it was good for us because we were able to be in a situation where they got a couple of first downs in one of those series and marched down and get a field goal. So it made us get in some different situations that we need to be good at, one being when they got to the maroon zone, what we call outside the 20, where we held them to that field goal. That was good to see as well. And then to come up with the big turnover in that situation and put our offense on a short field, one of the things we had emphasized as well. I was pleased with the different situations they were put in and then how they responded. So I was encouraged.
What was the biggest challenge of the up-tempo? Obviously, they threw a lot of plays at you in a quick succession and keeping guys from losing their breath and losing their minds a little bit.
I think the fact that we had worked against our offense on some of that probably helped our defense. But it was good to get it on the road in a live situation where you had to not only run to the spot, but now you got to tackle, get back up and get lined up and get the defensive calls as well. So to see our guys function as well as they did, that was good to see out of our first group.
What was your impression of Xavier Rhodes? Obviously had the pass breakup on the interception.
Kind of up and down, Chip. You know, he did some good things there, but there were some other things that when we looked at the tape and he looked at it as well, that he'll have to get better on as we approach the regular season. And that was his first chance to get some live action, to get a feel of the speed of the game in a game situation. So there were some good things, but there are definitely some things that he'll have to work on to get better. And he'll get that chance this week against a very good offense in San Francisco and on the road again.
As you guys are putting Desmond with the number ones, how will that work in the nickel, whether it's him or Aaron on the field there?
We just make a decision. You know, we don't plan on necessarily taking, you know, Aaron off the field, but there are times where Desmond could be playing at the outside linebacker spot as well. But we've explained to our players what the plan is. They know we want to be able to get some views of Desmond with the first group. They understand that. They understand why. So no slight against them. We need to be able to evaluate Desmond along with some other guys. There are a lot of guys we need to evaluate here in this ball game and next week as well, as we're trying to make some decisions regarding our roster.
As the preseason continues, is there ever a point where you reach that if the offense isn't clicking like you'd like it to, that concern kind of comes into the picture?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain goals we have in every ball game that we like to, you know, see us reach in those games. And when it doesn't happen, you have to go back and look and try to figure out why. And if that reason is a reason beyond physical ability, then you get a little bit concerned. You know, if we're not functioning, I want it to be because somebody's just way better than us, not because of things we're not doing right. So, yeah, that would be some reason for concern if we don't do certain things that we've set out to get accomplished in this ball game or any ball game, and we don't get it done.
Is Khalil going to play this Sunday? And can you talk about the play of the offensive line in the last game?
We do expect Matt to play in this ball game. He's going to practice today, so we'll see how he does in practice, but we don't anticipate him not playing. Our offensive line, our first group, you know, did some good things in that ball game. There were some things that we'll have to get better at, especially when we're going to be on the road like we are in our opening game of the season. From a communication standpoint, that was probably the one area where I felt like we could have done a lot better, communicating some of the things that we saw and making sure that we execute, you know, some of the things that you have to get done, whether it be snapping the football back to the quarterback or identifying, you know, who the Mike linebacker is in certain fronts. And those are things we will get better at, and it was should be better this next week.
So at the beginning of camp, you mentioned Rudolph as one of the guys that you're looking to for sort of increased leadership. Mm-hmm. What have you seen over the first month from him, and maybe where else does he need to continue to grow?
He's had a great camp. He's been terrific throughout this offseason, Dave, and really like the confidence that he's playing with and that he's practicing with. He's going to be a good player for us this season, without question. Some of the things that happened in that Pro Bowl, I really believe, you know, increased his confidence and him knowing that I can play with the best. And it shows up in the way he practices. He's gotten better as a blocker. I've seen that in training camp. He's become more assertive from a vocal standpoint. Still not a, you know, a loud guy who's going to come in and say, hey, let's go do it this way or that way. But that's coming, and he's growing in that role as a leader. And that's going to take a little time, but you can see as he's gaining experience, he's growing in that area as well.
You see Bobby Felder in his progression, obviously a guy that can help you in special teams as well as on defense.
Yeah, this will be a big week for Bobby. He's going to get some extended snaps and the nickel situations as well as special teams. He did some good things in that Buffalo game. Those returns were very good. He was good in covering kicks as well. So we need to get some views of him this week and next week and, you know, try to see where he is.
What was it about him that stood out to you guys a year ago and you wanted to keep him around and get that extended look at him?
He's a pretty instinctive guy, Dan. He, you know, he can kind of feel things and it doesn't have to be just like you drew it up on the board, because rarely does it happen that way once people start moving around on the football field, and you need some guys who can have the instincts to make plays and recognize things as they're occurring. And he's one of those guys. He's a very instinctive player who has very good awareness when it comes to football. So that was one of the things that struck us when he was on the scout team. He did a good job for us then, so we were anxious to see how he would play once we got him into some game situations. Mike Prefer is coming up after me. You guys probably don't know this, but today is his birthday, so he loves to hear people say happy birthday to him, so it would be good if you guys said happy birthday to him. All right, thanks.